earth, and sky.
Over 40% of the U.S. carbon footprint comes from residential and commercial buildings.
That's according to energy researcher Marilyn Brown of Georgia Institute of Technology in Atlanta. Brown recently completed an assessment of the carbon emissions generated by buildings from their cooling, heating, lighting, and construction. Working with scientists at the Oak Ridge National Laboratory, she's helped develop a more efficient and innovative way to light a room. It's called hybrid solar lighting.
So you have roof-mounted collectors that concentrate the sunlight into optical fibers, and these fibers carry the sunlight into the building, into light fixtures. And these light fixtures also contain electric lamps. For instance, they may be combined with fluorescent tubes, so that whether there is sunshine or not, the lighting in that room will be very bright and appealing.
Peak time for energy use is usually during the day, so lightening that load will result in less coal burned in power plants and less CO2 emission, according to Brown. She said there are human benefits, too.
I think this is going to be quite transformational. And there have been studies that have showed that in addition to being highly efficient, you don't have any losses with the electricity production, it's also very appealing. People do like to see sunlight.
There's more at our website. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.